Okay. All right, we'll get started. We're still dealing with the angel of the Lord, and we'll move on from farther on tonight. All right, let's pray. Father, we always glorify you as always, and we just thank you for just another opportunity to get into your presence. We seek wisdom and understanding. And we thank you for it in advance. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. Alrighty. I'm trying to remember which one we left off on last week. I know we dealt with Judges 2. It says, and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto Yah. Now, we'll just look at the word impoverished. Slack and feeble, to be not equal. And the reason why I wanted to deal with that word is because we as a people have been impoverished for a long time, but the missing link or the misunderstanding in reference to our nation is we cry, but we're not crying out to the right source. We protest, we do all these different things. And so when you look at, again, the word impoverished, when you look at impoverished, it means dried up, bring low, feeble, to be oppressed. So, again, we've been oppressed for, you know, in these last days for years. But the difference between our nation now and our nation back then was we seek justice through other means. Instead of seeking justice or crying out to Yah. And y'all know we've dealt with this scripture so many times. 2 Chronicles, and I'll just go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, where Yah says to our nation, he says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Well, the hearing, verse 14, here is Shama. It says to hear it intelligently. Attention, obedience. Okay? To tell. So, and you look at our other words that's associated with that, it says discern in the middle of the screen of the definition. It also says proceed, obey. Hear it, but it also says witness at the bottom. We have to understand that when Yah says that he will hear, it is because there's something happening on our part that will cause him to proceed or to be attentive to the cries of our people. And he becomes attentive to the cries of our people when we seek him for justice, when we turn from our wicked ways, you know. And so as you see it in Judges 6, verse 6, where again it says they were impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto Yah. When we as a people humble ourselves and pray, when we just looked at 2 Chronicles 7:14, when we humble ourselves and cry and turn from our wickedness as a people, then we got Yah's attention. Then Yah says, he says to us, I hear you. And when I hear, there's always corresponding action with what he hears. And so as we see, we're going to see corresponding actions associated with the cries of our nation. And Yah always sent, thus the book of Judges, he always sent a judge, someone who he would raise up as a just judge, to lead Israel or to rule over Israel to bring them to repentance as a nation. I sent Elder some information on, I think it was last night, I can't remember what it was, about the video, was that last night, I sent you that video? It was showing men of our nation in this field, you know, last night. Yeah, showing men of our nation, you know, they was together and lined up in rank and things like that. And what I basically said in a nutshell is when they read it, then Yah will send his ego to leave because there's a mindset that's associated with us as a nation where we always think we can deliver ourselves. And so what I was seeing from that perspective was organization, but from the mentality of strengthening themselves instead of saying Yah is the source by which we as a nation will be delivered. And until we realize that as a people, we're going to be constantly protesting, we're going to be constantly marching, getting in rank, having this form of power, or godliness power, but denying the power thereof, form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. There's no dunamis, dynamite. There's no power associated with how we gather, because we gather in our own strength instead of Yah. And so, as you see in verse 7, it says, and it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto Yah because of the Midianites. When we as a nation cry unto Yah because of injustice in America, or injustice in other nations where we've been scattered to, when we cry unto Yah because of it, something takes place. Yah said, now you got my attention. When you get my attention, I'm gonna hear you and respond accordingly. So as you see this here, they cry unto Yah, and what the next verse says, that Yah sent a prophet unto the children of Israel. We cry to him, he sent, every time. The reason why nothing is happening with us as a nation as a whole is because we're not crying to him. We're gathering in our own strength. And And we're easily scattered when we do that. Instead of one putting 1,000 flight and two putting 10,000 flight, we will tremble at the very dawn of the day because we're operating within our own strength. Deuteronomy chapter 28 points that out. We'll grope at the noonday, But verse 8 says, after they cried, verse 8 says, that Yah sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus said Yah, God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you from out of the house of bondage. And in anything where we're in slavery is classified as the house of bondage. So Egypt is not only classified as the house of bondage, but anywhere where we're being distressed or impoverished as a people, it is the house of bondage. Okay? Right now, this world is our house of bondage as the nation of Israel because we're scattered to the four corners of it. Brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I will deliver you out of the hand of the Egyptians. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. I said, when you seek me, when you cry to me as a nation with a pure heart, I'll drive people from you. So when the one put 1,000 flight, two put 10,000, it's not our own ability. It's not that they're running from us. It's that they've encountered the God that we serve. Okay? So again, it says that Yah said, verse 8, that Yah said a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto him, thus said Yah, God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I deliver you, delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am Yah your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. That's always our problem. That is always our problem. Our problem is not injustice and mistreatment. Our problem is that we don't obey God. And when our people understand that, then we will do it. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, we'll turn from our wicked ways, we'll repent, we'll humble ourselves, and we'll start to cry out to Yah like our nation always did and got that deliverance. So he says in verse 10 again, and I said unto you, I am Yah your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abizrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Did someone say that? Make sure you put your phones on mute. To hide it from the Midianites. And it came to pass. Now, let me tell you nothing. Let's just see who the Midianites are. Okay. It says, let me continue to run the reference on it. It says the son of Abraham. I'm trying to think who they descend from. I think the Midianites descend from Lot. Isn't it Lot?
Moabites.
Yeah, you're right. Just kind of see if you can help me with that. I just feel that to find out what they descend from. I know it says Midian, a son of Abraham, also a country collectively his descendants. So maybe that's who it is. But I know where they come from. someone specific, but I can't remember who they are. Maybe I'm just thinking about it from that perspective, because I think one of the fathers was a Midianite. I think it was Moses.
It says from descendants of Midian, who was a son of Abraham.
Okay, it just says that. Well,
and
that's
his wife was Sure. So
okay.
Not from Sarah.
Okay. I knew it was something connected to that.
From Keturah.
One of his concubines or yeah. So okay. I just wanted to make sure I understood who they were. And I think Moses' father-in-law, I think, was a Midianite too. I can't remember. I'm going to make sure. Yeah, the land of Midian. Okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Priest of Midian.
Yeah, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law. Okay, now, so as we look at it here again, verse 12 says, the angel of Yah appeared unto him and said unto him, Yah is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Well, the scripture tells us why, up here. The nation didn't obey. Okay? So when a person asks, okay, why does this always happen to us other people? Because we don't obey. Yeah. Okay, and why is this befallen? Why then is all this befallen us? And whereby all his miracles were our fathers told us, saying, did not Yah bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us. Why did he forsake us? We disobeyed. He said, no man will pluck you out of his hand, but we walk away most of the time. But now Yah has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And Yah looked up on him. So let's go back now, because we see here again we're using scriptures to connect to the truth concerning who the angel of the Lord is. So when we go back up again, verse 7 said, it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto Yah because of the Midianites, that Yah sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus said Yah, God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, from bondage, I'm just scanning, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and dragged them out before you, verse 10. And I said unto you, I am Yah your God. For not the gods of Amorite, in whom land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of Yah and sat under the oak tree. So we see the angel sits under the oak tree. Now, and the angel, it goes on to say, verse 12, and the angel of Yah appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if Yah be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not Yah bring us up from Egypt? But now Yah has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, so we see the connection here again. There is always a connection to the angel of the Lord and then Yah. But like I said, when we look at it from a traditional point of view, we think, you know, an angel always shows up, and then, you know, once the angel shows up and gets the individual tension and then God speaking. And so we looked at one scripture after another to confirm that the angel of the Lord is just another method by which Yah is identified. Because you always see the distinction of it. And Elder, you said something in reference to when angels are representing Yah and then when Yah is representing himself. And I can't remember how you put it. But verse 14 said, Yah looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Question. And he said unto him, O my Lord. So when you look at it here, see they make, and when you see this, they make the Lord smaller here, and then they make it larger here in verse 14. You know, to give you an impression that he's calling the angel Lord, and then he's calling Yah Lord, but they're one and the same. And Yah looked up on him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh. So he's of Manasseh, tribe of Manasseh. Okay, and I am the least of my father's house. And Yah said unto him, surely I will be with thee. Look at this thing. Yah said unto him, angel Yah, the angel of Yah, and Yah is one of the same. Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Who talking with him? The angel of Yah. Yah. Sitting under the oak tree. Okay. Yah sitting under the oak tree. Verse 17, and he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Verse 18 says, depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my presence, and sit it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. Why would he give a present to this angel if it's not Yah? Okay? I bring forth my presence. Let's look and see what the word presence is in verse 18. It says a portion, a donation, tribute, okay, a gift, a sacrifice. Why would he bring a sacrifice to the angel? It's Yah. It's Yah sitting under that tree. He said a Yah that's under the oak tree. Say, let me go get a sacrifice. Okay. my grandboy is on the road tonight. He says, do not hint, I pray thee, until I come. He gives a deep out of him. He's got that determination that I'm going to get what I want. Depart not hint, I pray thee, until... I just have to explain to people who understand this. You know, ever since I've been in ministry, it was either his mother on my CDs and tapes, or his aunt Lana on my CDs and tapes. It's always kids on my CDs and tapes and stuff. And so, you know, people just have to deal with me when it comes down to stuff like that, because I believe in, I'm not convinced that children's church is a place where children need to be all the time. There may be a time and place for that. But at the same time, I believe that they should be taught how to walk in the presence of Yah by watching the elderly. And so that's the reason why I keep them in the midst of services and things like that, until they just get too rowdy, and then I'll be like, okay, they're being a distraction now. So, but... When you look at our nation, we didn't have a children's church in our nation. when we were before Yah, we went as a nation. And so I don't want to get caught up in the tradition and do what church folks do. You know, I wrote about religious, which is superstition. I don't want to do superstitious things because it is the norm for church folks. But I want to teach them how to be obedient in the service, regardless of what age they are. You know, start teaching them and training them how to behave themselves in the house of Yah. So that's the reason why I allow him or any of my grandkids and other kids and things like that to stay in service until, you know, it just gets to the point where it's just got to do something, okay? Now, verse 18, he says, "Depart not this, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring for my gift, my presence, and sit it before thee." He's sitting this gift, this sacrifice before Yah. And he said, Yah said, "I will tarry." The angel of the Lord, Yah said, "I will tarry until thou come again." And Gideon went in and made ready a kid, an unleavened cake of an ephah, a flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak. That's Yah. He's sacrificing to Yah. Yah eats with his people. Okay? And presented it. Okay? And so let me just continue to read it here. Elder, if you have some, you know, always jump in. You know how we operate. And brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it. And the angel of Yah said unto him, "Take the flesh and the unleavened cake and lay it upon this rock and pour out the broth." And he did so. Then the angel of Yah put forth the end of the staff. That's what we read. Put the end of the staff, that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and unleavened cake, and there arose a fire. That's what he did. He didn't eat it. Okay, that's why he held me up, and that's why I said I wanted to read the rest of it. Okay, now the angel of Yah put forth the end of the staff. So Yah has authority, also has a staff. Okay, that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cake. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cake. Then the angel of Yah departed out of his sight. That was Yah. Okay. He gave him a sacrifice. Yah said, "Okay, I'm pleased with it." He departed. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, "Allah, O Lord God, but because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face." And and Yah said unto him, "Peace be unto you, fear not, thou shalt not die." Why would you see an angel and die? Yah. He had an encounter with Yah, and he thought because he had an encounter with Yah, he's going to die. And you should not die. Okay. Then Gideon built an altar there unto Yah, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Call it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day, it is yet Ophrah of the Abizrite. So when you look at verse 24, Jehovah Shalom, Yah is our peace. Okay? Yah is peace. Why? Because verse 22, Yah said unto him, "Peace be unto thee, fear not." So when we say shalom as a nation of people, we're saying peace. And that's we say shalom in greeting you and shalom in leaving you. So in our land, we would say shalom. We wouldn't say hi and bye. We would say shalom. In other words, you have peace in your coming, and shalom, have peace in your going. So that's why he calls it Jehovah Shalom. Yah is our peace. Because he said in verse 23, "Peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die." Okay? So it's another example of of the angel of Yah, but you ought to read the rest of the story because there's some good stuff in there. The rest of the story here. Now, we'll move to Judges 13, verse 3. We're just going precept upon precept, just looking at all the scriptures about this angel of Yah. It says, I'll start at verse 1. It says, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yah. What is evil? Remember we talked about it in Sabbath worship. When Yah does evil, there's a positive side and there's a negative side. So the children of Israel, they did the negative side. The children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yah. Notice it says again. Because Gideon helped us in Judges 6. 7 chapters later, we're doing some crazy again. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yah. And Yah delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. Okay? And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of Yah appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. So Yah is the giver of life. It doesn't matter if a woman is barren. Whatever Yah wants, that's what he's going to do. Okay? But Yah appears to the woman as the angel of Yah. Okay? As the angel of Yah. And I think you pointed out that a lot of that when these encounters happen, or in our discussion, when these encounters happen, is when there are situations that cause Yah, in other words, circumstances that are not normal. Okay? It's not just that we just don't have encounters just because. But as you see, there's always something going on where Yah is doing something miraculous for his people or even mankind. They did evil in his sight in verse 1, and Yah now is preparing some things to take place to deliver our nation again. And so the angel of Yah appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink. Our nation drank wine, they drank strong drink. So when you get people that talk about you're not supposed to drink wine or alcohol and stuff like that, that's not biblical. It's not scriptural. Our nation did it. So when you look at it, it says drink wine. It says ferment. Okay? Wine bibber, intoxication. We call it wino in our day. So if then you know the wine is something that can get you intoxicated. Our nation drank wine. Okay? Strong drink, alcoholic liquor. Our nation drank wine. They drank strong drink. Okay? What Yah encouraged us not to do is to not become a drunkard or to be drunk with the wine. Because when you're drunk with the wine, then it causes certain decisions to be made that's not within the reason of somebody who's in sound mind. Drink too much, the mind is not sound. You do stupid things. Okay? And so as you see it here, our nation drank it, but because of what was going on with this woman and who she was about to give birth to, there were specific instructions given to her not to drink it. And we're going to find out as we continue to read. Yah is telling her, don't drink wine, okay? Drink not wine nor strong drink. And eat anything unclean. Eat not any unclean, okay? For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto Yah from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. Well, we know this is Samson. Samson, that's why when the word was given that he was never to cut his hair, that's when Delilah cut it. It wasn't that his strength was in his own ability. His strength was in his obedience to Yah. When he became disobedient to Yah, it didn't just start with his hair. There were other things that he wasn't supposed to do, and he did it. And as he did it, the cutting of the hair was a sign of straw. He's not supposed to cut his hair. He's not supposed to eat anything that was unclean. You continue to read the story. He found a lion that had, I believe, died of itself. We continue to read to find out. And there was honey in it, and he went and got honey out of that carcass. That was unclean. He wasn't supposed to do that. So he's disobedient from that fact. Then when he got his hair, you know, Delilah cut the seven locks, because they were dread. He was dreadlocks. They were dreadlocks. Samson was of our nation. So-called black man. That's why he had seven locks, seven dreads, long dreads. Now, can you imagine a child never cutting their hair from birth, how long those dreads were? Never shaving his beard. So it gives you the impression, gives you an understanding, you know, Elder broke, you know, his beard, if he didn't cut that thing, it'd be down to his knees in a couple of years. So can you imagine not cutting his from birth? Okay? And so as you look at it here, he says to him, says to her, he said, no razor, verse 5, shall come to his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite of Yah from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came unto me. She calls him a man of God because she's not able to distinguish if she's didn't know. She calls him a man of God. Okay, came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God. Very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told he me his name. He was Yah. He didn't tell her who he was. So she called him what she thought. Thus we have encounters when we say, you know what, Yah sent an angel to me. Yah said, no, I came myself. You was in a bad situation, and I showed up. I showed up and drove that bus that day. You know, my book told me so. I showed up and drove that bus that day. That wasn't the angel by which we understand. I didn't identify myself. I show up in your life. You have encounters with me. And you have those encounters with me when there are circumstances that put you in a bad situation. I'll show up as a man standing on the side of the road with a lantern in the middle of the night to keep you from killing yourself on a bridge, Lon. Yah dwells in the midst of his people. Okay. I'm going to tell you what he said. When there are circumstances that happened to you that is beyond your control, understand that you have a God who will show up as the angel of the Lord. Now that will give you confidence concerning the future. That no matter what happens, God is always going to be there and show up in a time when we have need of him. Mm-hmm. Surely if he'll show up to a maid, Hagar, the mother of Ishmael. Surely if he show up to a maid, he sure will show up to his people. Okay. Verse 6, then a woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of Yah came unto me. That's what she identified him as. There are angels that have showed up in your presence, you may have said, man, I knew that was a messenger. I knew that was an angel or a man of God. That was Yah himself. She says, a man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of the angel of Yah. Very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was. neither told he me his name. But he said unto me, Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto Yah from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated Yah and said, O my Lord, let the man of Yah which thou didst send come again unto us and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. And Yah hearkened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of Yah came again unto the woman, and she sat in the field, and Manoah, her husband, was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran and showed her husband, and said unto him, Behold, a man has appeared unto me, and came unto me the other day. And Manoah arose and went after his wife, and came to the man, and said unto him, Art thou the man that speaketh unto the woman? And he said, I am. Or he said, I am Talitha. He said, I. In other words, I'm that brother. And Manoah said, Now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child? And how shall we do unto him? Okay. And the angel of Yah, and the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware. She will not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean. All that I commanded her, let her observe. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we have made ready a kid for thee. Notice the sacrifices. They always want to sacrifice to this angel. Why?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he got his up. He said, Man, he's killing babies. Glad you brought that out. So they just confirm this and let people see it. As you said it. When you see kids, it says a young goat. Okay? We don't want you to think they sacrificing children over there. On Israelites, they're about to murder. And then a kid for thee, and the angel of Yah said unto Manoah, Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. Okay? For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. You know why he said it? See, when you look at that, you think he's saying, if you offer, you must offer it unto the Lord. Remember, they don't know who this is. And Yah is getting his focus on not worshiping a man or a representative of a man, but he said, if you're going to offer it, the session was terminated. Try again. Oh, did it?
Yeah. You still keep recording. It's just that anybody that's trying to watch online.
You want me to just click try again?
Well, you can.
Okay, what'd you see?
Even if it's stuck on the
What'd you see? Did it pop back up? Do I hear record again? Everything's doing fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so as you look at it here, verse 16, we have to make sure that we stay within the context and understand what's really going on here. Because we look at that and say, wait a minute, see now? The angel is saying to him, you got to sacrifice. No, listen to what's being said. Understand that they think this is a man. He's willing to sacrifice. Okay?
Sure.
Oh, well. Okay, I got it. And so as you look at it here now, it says, and Manoah said unto the angel of Yah. Oh, wait a minute, let me go back up. Verse 11, And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man. He thinks it's the man. And said unto him, art thou the man that speaketh unto the woman? And he said, I am. I'm that man. Now, as he's wanting to sacrifice, when we skip down to verse 15, and Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee. He thinks it is a man, but the scriptures didn't you know who it is. See, that's why we have to make sure that we're understanding the reading. Just because it changed and said he said it to the angel of the Lord, that doesn't mean he's aware that that's the angel of the Lord. He's still thinking it's a man. And so it is giving us the understanding that if we're not careful, then if we're not careful, we can get caught up in the man. So Yah is dealing with him in a manner to get him to now understand that there's something going on and he's not just a man, just any man, okay? Now, so he thinks that he's detaining a man, verse 15, and Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, thinking it's still a man, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of Yah said unto him, or the man said unto him, okay, which is one and the same, the angel of Yah said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. Same as Judges. I'm not going to eat. Remember he touched it with the staff, Judges 6. I will not eat of thy bread. So it's letting you know that the man is the angel of the Yah. The angel of Yah is Yah. That's why I'm making the connection. They call him a man. The scripture calls him the angel of Yah. We're knowing that this is Yah as we continue to read. And the angel of Yah said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. Person may say, man, how do you detain Yah? Well, our father Jacob wrestled with him all night. He wrestled with Yah. There wasn't no angel. Jacob wrestled with Yah. That was a funny of it when he wrestled with Yah. And he said, what is thy name? Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto Yah. Get your focus. Don't offer it unto man. You think this is a man. I don't want you sacrificing the man. Okay? This is 32. Okay, we'll pull that up and then I'll finish reading this here to show you that this is Yah. This is 32, you said? Genesis 32, 22. I'm going to show you that Yah is encountering with us. He has encountered with us. Verse 22, you said? Okay. And he rose up that night, Jacob, our father Jacob, and he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants, four wives, and his 11 sons and passed over to Fort Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled with a man. Notice what it says here. They didn't know who the man was. And wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. And when he saw who? The man. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Angels can't bless you. Except thou bless me. And so I'm just going to say it from that perspective at this point. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with Yah and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him, and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Peniel's land. I have perception, Peniel, for I have seen Yah face to face, the angel, the man. I have seen Yah face to face, and my life is preserved. So when you look at the word peniel here, it means face of Yah. The pineal gland is what causes us to be in the position to see Yah face to face. Thus, he wants us to be transformed by the renewing of the pineal, the mind. Okay? And so as you see, he wrestled with the man. He understands that the man is Yah. He said, I've seen Yah face to face. Now, let's see. This same man is Yah himself. Now, verse 15, and Manoah said unto the angel of Yah, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of Yah said unto Manoah, because Manoah thinks this is a man. Scripture is letting us know who it really is. Though thou detain me, I will not eat thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto Yah. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of Yah. He knew not that he was Yah. So he's telling him, if you sacrifice, you got to get your focus on who you're sacrificing this to. And I don't want you worshiping a man that show up and give you prophecy like folks do today. Worship Yah, not man. Worship Yah, not man. So Yah was like, since you're not discerning who I am as the angel of Yah, you're not discerning me as your God, and you want to sacrifice a man, no, I will not do it unless you sacrifice unto Yah. Okay. Verse 17, and Manoah said unto the angel of Yah, what is thy name, that when thy saying come to pass, we may know, we may do thee honor? And the angel of Yah said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? And Manoah took a kid with a meat offering, and offered it up on a rock unto Yah. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven, toward heaven from off the altar, the angel of Yah ascended into the flame of the altar. That was Yah. And Manoah and his wife looked on, and it fell on their faces to the ground, because they came into the understanding who they was in the presence of. Verse 21. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and his wife. Then Manoah knew that knew that he was an angel of the Lord. Knew, yeah. Okay. And Manoah said of his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. We have seen Yah. Yah indeed is the angel of the Lord. Yah indeed is the messenger Yah indeed come as a messenger of himself. He can send an angel. There are times when angels have come. An angel came to Daniel. Because, the prince of Persia prince of Persia came here to him, Daniel, I think 10, 11. Not to get here to Yah like that. But when you see this here, you always see that every time they have these sacrifices and things like that, they all come to the same conclusion. Our father Jacob called it Peniel, because he's seen God face to face. Manoah calls it, said that he had seen God. Once he realized it's not a man, it's Yah himself. Okay. Verse 23, but his wife said unto him, if Yah were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hand. Neither would he have showed us all these things. What the scripture said, the angel did all these wonders. That was Yah. All these things. Nor would as at this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew and Yah blessed him. okay? And the spirit of Yah began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtol. Okay? We'll stop right here if there's not anything else. We're seeing time and time again that the angel of Yah indeed is Yah. Okay? And that's just exciting enough. Okay. All righty. Any questions or comments? If not, I'm going to go ahead and stop right here. All right. Father Yah, we bless you again, and we thank you for understanding, or bringing us into another fact of understanding who you are. Indeed, you are the angel of Yah. For sure, you have men that will be sent as messengers that are angels, but you encounter with us yourself. You have encountered with us yourself. We just appreciate that. We thank you for giving us the understanding to know that. And we just bless you for the privileges that we've had encounters, the privileges of having encounters with you even when we didn't know it. We also bless you for the privileges of when we do have encounters in the future, we'll know that it's you. And we glorify you for that in the name of your folks. Sure, we do pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.